My name is Makoma Lekalakala, and I'm from Jubilee, South Africa.
You're wearing a shirt right now that says Jubilee Gauteng, is that?
Jubilee Gauteng, and it says debt no, reparations yes.
Okay, so what's that about? What does that mean?
Debt no, it has been the rallying call of Jubilee, that all the southern countries, countries of the south, don't owe countries of the north, they don't owe any multinational institutions, they don't know anybody in state. All the north does is they owe the south. Specifically in the case of Africa is that the north and the northern countries and the multinational corporations have set themselves up in Africa since from the past centuries. And what has happened is that they also came in to plunder our resources through colonialization and slavery. And what it is happening now, they claim that the South countries owe the North countries, and we're saying we're the creditors, we're not the debtors, we don't owe anybody, and we want reparations now. What has been happening is that countries, especially the African countries, have been so much indebted, and through them servicing the illegitimate debt that was accrued through colonialism, these countries are being further plundered into more poverty. Actually, it is a genocide for the North to request or to want to demand that the South pays or services the debt. This is ultimate genocide, and we're not going to take it. And that is why people of the South have organized themselves throughout the South continent, that is Latin America, Africa, and the East. We have mobilized ourselves into a very strong force of Jubilee Movement, which has got a whole host of networks, people's organizations, churches, and the people of Africa at large. We are saying we're not going to repay the debt, we're not going to service the debt at all, it is not ours. And the G8 countries in the last meeting in July, they had said that they are going to relieve the highly indebted poor countries of their debt. And we believe that they don't even have to relieve, because if they say debt relief has got a lot of conditionalities. And what they have used now is different strategies of using so-called celebrities to be the spokespersons of the people. And we know that those celebrities are not actually doing anything. It was just for them. They don't have the issue of debt cancellation at heart. For them, it was just another Hollywood Oscars award dress rehearsal, because that means nothing. Actually, the debt relief that has been announced by the G8 in July, it's full of so many conditionalities, and those conditionalities means those Africans that are highly indebted don't own their sovereignty, has been they have lost their sovereignty as those particular countries. Everything in those particular countries is being privatized, because other things that we don't even know what some of the conditionalities are. Most of the conditionalities obviously would be to privatize. Most of the conditionalities would always be to open your markets. And in that, so that means people will manufacture and import, and they won't own, and everything would be owned by the Western multinational corporations, and the people, the gap between the rich and the poor will be widened further, as it has been widened. And as a gap has been widened, people are dying of poverty, people are dying of HIV/AIDS, people are dying of treatable diseases. And that is why we're saying through the G8 decisions or G8 meetings outcomes in July, actually it's a war, a new war that has been a new war on the people, on Africa, because that is not going to help us at all. It's actually a continuation of the debt strategies, the debt programs that they had before, and we don't see ourselves getting anywhere. All what we need to do is to prepare to fight or prepare to take our own graves.
And so just to go back to something you said a few minutes ago about the celebrities speaking out on debts, if you're aiming for reparation and if you're showing the flaws in the G8's new strategy, you're up against, for the world community, Bono and Bob Geldof and Live Aid, and there's a lot of rhetoric that's out there now, and a lot of our listeners in North America are used to seeing pictures of Bono or of Bob Geldof talking about debt in Africa and talking about the new anti-debt initiatives. So how do you deconstruct a propaganda machine that's as big and powerful as this one is?
I know it's very difficult to deconstruct that kind of propaganda machine, but however, as a people, it is important for us to talk about that with our own people, to mobilize against those who will talk on our behalf and not helping us, but instead driving us slowly and slowly to our graves. I know it's very difficult because these people are celebrities, they are well known, and that is where the media will focus their attention on. The media won't focus attention on the children that are dying. The media won't focus attention on the people who are HIV positive, who are dying on a daily basis. The media won't focus attention on the governments to expose most of the African governments who are actually buying into these Western imperial programs. And that is where we also think that the world media is also playing a role in making sure that Africa is further plundered. And because the multinational corporations are the ones who own this media, and that is why they would promote those celebrities, especially in their campaign, because they know that their campaign of the celebrities is going to work on their behalf, and it's not going to work on the people and not going to work on the countries that they still have an interest in further plundering.
And you were talking earlier about building a front up against the debt. What has the experience of building solidarity links around this issue been?
One is that the question of debt, it's a very abstract issue. What is important for us, because when you talk about debt, nobody can see it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's something that people cannot connect with it directly to say, this is what debt does to us. So what do? We link up the problems that we have with the debt question. Mm-hmm. To say to the people, as our governments are servicing the debt, that means they are doing that at expense of you getting clean water. They are servicing the debt at expense of you being educated, at expense of you having access to better healthcare facilities, because everything is being privatized. So that's how we make the connections, the links, because if we don't talk about this abstract debt and link it to people's everyday struggles, we won't be able to win the battle. But I think we're there in a way that people now understand that the reason there's privatization of water, there's privatization of electricity, there's privatization of education in their own countries is because of the servicing of the debt, and that the G8 outcomes like the one in July is not going to help them, because it talks about relief, and that relief comes with conditions, and those conditions, conditionalities, are actually the ones that are facilitating the privatization of basic essential services. Mm-hmm.